Diary, April 1894. Granville, New South Wales, Australia, April 24th to 30th, 1894. Granville, New South Wales. I have slept until 2 o'clock and must relieve my mind by writing. Last night, I seemed to be in an assembly where there were ministers and people. There was a discussion upon some subject, after earnest prayer, as to what plans and methods could be used to reach the people who have not yet had the light of truth presented before them. There is so little means that can be used to carry the message of mercy and truth into regions beyond, it becomes painful to consider. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 16. When Christ would redeem the world, he left his kingly crown and laid aside his royal robe and clothed his divinity with humanity and came to our world, a babe in Bethlehem. Granville, New South Wales. I thank and praise the Lord for the precious few hours sleep I have had. It is now 1:30 that I awake and cannot sleep. My mind is troubled. I want every day to write something on the life of Christ. Granville, New South Wales. I cannot sleep past 3 a.m. The subject presses upon my mind. What can we do to bring about reforms in the home life? For here the reforms must begin. How can we present in clear lines, to impress the fathers and mothers, the duty to make their homes happy? They can if they will. Oh, that all Christian women would understand that a cheerful, comfortable home is the happiest place in the world. 1894. Granville. I thank the Lord that I have slept more hours the past night. Until 4 a.m. Wednesday, I could not sleep after 1:30 a.m. My mind was burdened, and in the visions of the night, subjects were pressed upon my mind, and I awoke. I could not find relief until I arose and commenced to trace upon paper that which burdened me, which in object lessons was presented before me. Thursday, I slept until 2:30, and then I arose and again relieved my mind by writing. The neglect of the parents to their children is oppressing my soul, and the religion in the home is the subject that burdens me. There are those who have no family prayer, inviting the presence of Jesus in the home circle. The home life is a great problem, misconceived and misunderstood. It may become a place to live, but is not a home where religion is cultivated. Its sunshine, its glory, which is needed so much, is not there. Friday, I was able to sleep until 3 o'clock. Praise the Lord was the language of my soul as I awoke. Up to this time, I have not written on the life of Christ. There are so many things that burden my mind. The Lord helped me to present to our people the necessity of home discipline. This morning, I slept until 4 o'clock. My mind rested and was at peace. I had written out the instruction given me, and having done what I could, I was restful. Granville, New South Wales. I slept nicely until 2:15. No more sleep could I get. My mind was uncomfortably active for that early hour. I felt like pleading with the Lord for grace, for wisdom. Every hour I must have it, that I should glorify His holy name. I feel deeply my individual weakness and the impossibility of my accomplishing anything without the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. I pray much for divine enlightenment, that I may diffuse light to others. I wrote diligently upon important matters which the church must have. These matters so burden my mind that I cannot rest until I have traced upon paper the matters which the Spirit of God urges upon me. W. C. White, Elder Starr, and Elder McCullough went to Seven Hills to attend 11 o'clock meeting. Brother Starr speaks to the people. Brother McCullough returns to marry a couple at his home at 3 p.m. We see so great a work to be accomplished, and we find so few in working order. Then my prayer is ascending to God for strength to clearly present the illustrations given me in the visions of the night. We must present the matter intelligently, that no man or woman coming to the Lord in humility of mind, in truth, and unfeigned sincerity ever sought Him in vain. I am instructed to say, in all instruction, we are to maintain simple language while explaining the Scriptures, that the weakest and most unlearned may be able to comprehend. There will be men who are ever learning on an elevated platform of their own imagination, ever learning, and never able to come to a knowledge of the genuine truth as it is in Jesus. They seldom speak of the origin of evil and the results. They tell the people, "Better let these intricate subjects alone." Do they not consider this is the very subject that will bring Christ and immortality to light? Through the giving of his own life, Christ has made possible the redemption of the fallen race. Shall any forget the charge to rightly divide the word of truth, and that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works? 2 Timothy 3, verse 16-17. Satan is seeking to confuse minds and to counterwork the work of God. Granville. I praise the Lord I slept more hours last night, and this is a victory for me to gain. I did not arise, even when the clock struck 5. I was up and dressed, and had my season of prayer a little past half past 5 o'clock a.m.